Raven Show.
With you everywhere you go.
The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
I received an email from a listener, and she posed a very good question. I'm gonna read it.
Yeah, end of the year type stuff. You know, you got to get your etiquette right when dealing with the teachers, the school system. You don't want anything to reflect upon your student.
Right. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. So she writes, at her grandson's school, the room mother asked if the parents would like to donate a gift card for the teacher for the end of the year.
Sure.
The room mother stated that the parents were not obligated to send anything. It was totally voluntary.
Freedom of choice.
Yeah, parents, you get these emails all the time. You send something in, whatever. And at lunch, what happened was the room mother went around to only those children whose family donated to the gift card to sign the card for the teacher. Now, the other kids clearly felt left out because, like, well, how come they get to sign and I don't get to sign? And how do you explain to a kid, all right, well, you know, your mom and dad donated towards this gift, and you know what I mean?
So, yes, your mother doesn't respect the teacher. That's why.
Oh, right. Like, how are you supposed to say that? So
right.
What the listener is asking in this email is essentially, is that wrong that they do that? And I always wondered that myself. It's like, you know, I always send because I just feel like you send, you know, it's for a teacher.
Right. But, you don't think it over.
Yeah. But if you're one of those parents that you don't, like, are you offended that your kid is being left out? Like, especially in a setting like that, this is what throws me off about the whole room mom thing. It's like, that's a lot of responsibility on you to do that.
Yeah. To even be dealing with it and trying to figure out the dynamics of everybody's situation. Most people, if they have the means, they will give, but other people who don't have the means, and there's other people too that just feel like, listen, I am hit up everywhere I go. One thing that I have to say that feels annoying is that no matter what your cause, I am tired of being, you know, asked at every single register I use throughout the day. You know, and they're great causes, plenty of them, ones that I would like to support, but every place I go, you're hitting me up for a dollar. Well, every place.
But, I mean, the question is when it comes to these classroom gifts, if it's from the whole class, shouldn't all the children sign the card, even if some parents didn't contribute?
Mm.
We want to know what you think. Give us a call at 1-800-330-9999. I got a really interesting email that brought up something I think a lot of parents can basically identify with. Is that the room mom for the teacher's class collected money for the end of the year gift, but she didn't have all the kids that didn't contribute sign the card, so those kids felt left out.
Hmm.
Now, the question is they didn't contribute, should their name be on the card or not? And that's a good question because, you know, technically, you didn't give the cash to be part of it. Maybe you're doing something on your own, or maybe you forgot, or whatever be the thing. Should your kids still get recognition for being part of the gift?
Well, it's not the UN. They're children at the end of the day, right? I mean, it's not a roll call, right? That's just the way I feel.
1-800-330-9999. Kelly, what do you think about this?
Well, I've been a class mom for the past 6 years for my son's class and then this year for my daughter's. And I've gone through this plenty of times, and I think that it's wrong. It's not the kids' fault if the parents don't feel the need to contribute or whatever it may be. It's a class gift. You sign their name. What's the big deal, honestly? Like, you know, it makes every kid feel included. Teachers do a lot, you know. They have a lot on their plates. They have their own families. And they take care of your kids when you're not there. So, I don't know. That's just my thought on it.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I understand that. But, you know, something that I think about is, it's always the same parents that forget. And I'm being honest. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
you know that.
Let's be true. Again, it comes back to some people just feel like they don't have to contribute. You know? Some people hate people. All right.
What do you think about this?
Then there's me.
1-800-330-9999. I received an email from a listener that really brought up a good topic. And it had to do with the end of year gift for teachers. Because the room mom always sends that email out saying, hey, if you want to contribute, any amount is fine.
Sure.
And then there's the kids that don't and the parents that don't. And do you leave those kids' name off the card because the parents didn't do it? Shouldn't it be from the class? But the parents weren't part of it.
It seems a little petty, I got to tell you. I don't know. When you're dealing with children, it's pretty hard to make that change or that decision, I would say, right?
1-800-330-9999. It's Star 99.9, today's best mix. We want to hear from you. Hey, Arlene, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think about this?
I think it's very petty to exclude the kid because you just never know what people's situation is, and it's not the kid's fault either way. So for you to exclude the kids that didn't donate, I think it's like kind of shaming them. You might as well put a list on, these are the kids that didn't donate.
Right. We can't help it that their parents hate people. I mean... I mean,
but you can't. They can't help their parents' financial situation or the lack of thereof. Either way, it's not the kid's fault. And if it's a whole class, the whole class appreciates it. So, signing the card, I think it's petty to leave the kids out.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think about this?
Hi, Anna and Raven. I think all the kids should sign. It's not their fault if their parents couldn't do it. Maybe the parent forgot or they didn't have the means. So, you know, the children don't understand that. And maybe they love their teacher and they want to say something nice. I don't think it's fair to leave them out. I think everybody should be able to sign the card.
Right. Just because mom wants to arm wrestle your teacher doesn't mean that the child feels the same way.
Exactly. You know, leave the kids out of it. Just not let them sign.
Hi, what do you think about this?
I was put in the same exact situation because I'm the room mom of my daughter's class, and I just collected money for their teachers and the peer gift, and I got all the, out of 11 kids, I had 5 remaining that didn't contribute. So I ended up putting the names in the card because I feel bad, but then in a way, I feel like I shouldn't because it's the same parents that don't for birthdays or any teacher appreciation. It's always the same parents. So.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good point. A lot of times it's the same parents, and it's because, do they think they're just going to get away with it? They're like, ah, no, somebody else will pay for it. Somebody else will take care of it.
No, I think at the end of the day, they don't respect you. We did get one call that said that, you know what, maybe the class mom should just sign the name of the families that have contributed and not get the kids involved at all.
That's not a bad idea. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think?
I've been class mom multiple times. And if it's a couple of kids that didn't contribute or the parents that I'm buying my own gift, I think it's fine to just exclude that child, like to exclude if they're buying their own. But if you, I mean, or if it's 2 or 3 kids, you have them sign their name. However, if you have a class of 20 kids and like 5 kids contribute, that's not a class gift. It's a gift from the 5 kids.
I mean, that I see both sides to this. I could see both sides completely clear because I think about it and it's like, I always give. I always do it and all that. And
then, same here.
Yeah, and there's some parents out there that just, whether they forget or it's not their thing. And I don't think it's a financial thing. I just think that they're, you know, absent-minded like that. And is that fair?
I understand that you guys want to stand on principles, but you're talking about standing on principles with children. The children are not part of that equation. That's only my
input. Yeah, that's why I see that side too. It's a tough call.
If you want to chime in on this, check out our Facebook page, Anna and Raven.